Episode 153 of Wayne and with Travis Hartman. I am B Money, the producer. That over there is the talent, Travis Hartman, aka Weekend Trav. This is an important week for boxing. Weekend Trav, we are in the home stretch of Devin Haney taking on Ryan Garcia Saturday, April 20th at the Barclays Center there in New Jersey / New York. It's going to be on DAZN pay-per-view, WBC Super Lightweight Championship. The motto for the event: this one counts. And this episode 153, if you're following along on Spotify, YouTube, wherever you're catching this, you're subscribed to, this one does count, because this episode is going to be Ryan Garcia centric. What we're going to do is bring you this episode of Ryan Garcia being the victor of this fight, how it happens, why it happens. That's our take on this episode. Then the next episode, 2 days from now, we're going to drop an extra episode for you this week, folks, as to why Devin Haney is the victor of this fight here on Saturday. We want to give you two different points of view. And so this one is purely about Ryan Garcia, him having his hand, his glove raised in the air at the end of this fight. And I want to throw it to Weekend Trav. Weekend Trav, give the listeners your hot take. If this is the case, here's Ryan Garcia. He's the winner. Why he wins, how he wins. I'm lobbing it to you. Give the viewers at home what they want to hear.
Tee it up. Drive it away. It's the Masters right now. What up? Okay, so listen, here's the deal. The Ryan Garcia has to fight a perfect fight to win this. He doesn't have room for mistakes here, okay? So, and with that being said, I think going into this fight, I think he has to carry that confidence with him that he has beat Devin Haney three times. I know it was the amateurs, and I know the amateurs is a totally different game. If I know anything, I've told everybody this, that the amateurs are like night and day when it comes to professional boxing and amateur boxing. They are totally different. However, they faced each other six times in the amateurs. So it's three all. What I want Ryan Garcia to take from that is the confidence to know that you have beaten Devin Haney. Even though Devin Haney is undefeated as a pro, I want Ryan Garcia, he needs to know mentally, and I know this is tough for Ryan Garcia, but mentally, he's got to go into this fight thinking, I've beaten this guy three times in some high level amateur fights, because I believe they fought like in the Junior Olympics and some national tournaments. So it wasn't like they were little smoker shows. They fought at a very high level. I believe they've also sparred at a very high level. So I need Ryan Garcia to know that Devin Haney is beatable. And also, Devin Haney's going into this fight coming off of a fight against Lomachenko to where he was not impressive. He did not win handily like he's won all of his other fights. And first of all, Lomachenko is a tough fight. We get that, right? Lomachenko is a very tough fight for anybody, and I understand that. Devin Haney, that was a questionable win in a lot of people's eyes. Whether he won or he lost, the record says he won, so he's going into this fight knowing that he did win. But I know as a fighter myself, when I don't convincingly beat somebody, I know inside. So Devin Haney knows that. So Ryan Garcia has to play on that, okay? Ryan Garcia has to play on that confidence, one from the amateurs that he has beaten him three times. Now that he knows that he's coming off of a questionable win, and Ryan Garcia, by all means, is coming off of a very big moral victory and a victory, a moral victory because his own promoters were setting him up to lose. Technically, that fight that he fought, his last fight, they really, I don't care what Oscar claims now, because Ryan Garcia won, but they were wanting him to lose. And when I looked at that matchup on paper, I was like, yeah, this is a tough fight. This guy's a power puncher, big fight for Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia stopped him. I didn't think that would happen. So the fact that Ryan Garcia is coming off of that win, he has beaten Devin Haney three times in the amateurs. Devin Haney's coming off a questionable victory as well. Now, for the night of the fight, we're talking about 420, April 20th. Ryan Garcia has the height. He does have the size, even though he's 140, and Devin Haney has been at 140 now for a couple of fights too. Ryan Garcia holds that weight a little better because he's a little taller. He looks more filled out. He's got a longer reach. I do think Ryan Garcia hits harder than Devin Haney. I think that's proven with the knockout ratio there, that Ryan Garcia is a heavy hitter. So
20 knockouts over his 25 fights, and Devin Haney only 15 over his 31 professional fights.
And don't get me wrong, I know that those stats can be misleading sometimes. Devin Haney does know how to punch. If he can catch Ryan Garcia clean, yes, he can do damage. So with that being said, though, Ryan Garcia has a longer reach, has a longer jab, has a better left hook. Ryan Garcia has to fight a perfect fight. He doesn't have room for any mistakes. Ryan Garcia has to keep him at range. And when Devin Haney does get in that range, he's got to land that left hook to the head and to the body, because we all know that Ryan Garcia can hit the body good too, because we were there, B-Money, ringside, when he stopped Luke Campbell a body shot.
They're in
Dallas. We were also there ringside when Ryan Garcia got up off the canvas to beat Luke Campbell. So he does have heart. I know that he went down from a body shot against Gervonta Davis and didn't get back up, but I think that he is reeling from that. I think he wants to prove to everybody that he does have the heart. He does have that dog in him, so they say. So Ryan Garcia, keep him at bay, use that jab, stay lengthy, land those power shots when you get the opportunity to land those. Also, when you're done punching, don't pull back straight up. Exactly. He pulls back with his head up sometimes. So not sometimes, a lot of the time. And he gets away with it because he's young and he's got those quick reflexes. But sometimes he doesn't get away with it. Luke Campbell dropped him when he pulled back.
Well, let me ask you then, do you think, and so we're not going to talk about the other online antics going on again, as who knows, he's trolling, who knows if he's selling the fight, whatever else. Let's talk about him with Derek James. Do you think that's made a difference for training? Do you think that's given him a bit, I want to call it an edge, but the ability to have this perfect game plan? Do you think Derek James in his corner and any training he's done has helped fix any of those problems that we always see, dropping his right hand, just the stupid stuff? Like, you're like, come on, man, put it all together. Do you think Derek James has helped Ryan Garcia put it all together to beat Devin Haney?
So when a boxer at this level changes coaches so much, it's not a good sign. Okay. This is Ryan Garcia's third trainer, mind you.
Yep.
Okay. He just switched trainers to Derek James. And before Derek James, he switched trainers from, I think it was Goosen who he was with. And before that, it was another guy. So I don't like the fact that he's done that multiple times. However, I do think Derek James is a good trainer, even though Errol Spence now has, I believe, left Derek James after getting demolished by Terrence Crawford. But
rumor has it Errol Spence hasn't paid Derek James, so that might be the problem.
Yeah, I've heard that he paid him, but I don't believe he's paid him what he was supposed to pay him. I think he paid him something, but didn't pay him the full amount. But that's for them to hash out. I do think that Derek James is a very good coach. Okay, you're at this level and you're coaching these guys. You know that. So he's been with Errol Spence since Errol Spence has been pro. So clearly,
the Charlo Derek brothers James, too, right?
Yeah, he's with one of the Charlo brothers. So clearly, and he's been with a couple other guys too. Clearly, Derek James knows what he's talking about. I do believe he does. I've watched him over their training. I think mentally and emotionally and as a motivational guy, that's what Ryan Garcia needs. I don't think Derek James is bringing anything new to the table on technique wise. Uh-huh. I don't. But maybe because he's a new voice, he's Garcia is going to listen to him better. Maybe that happens. I don't know. So, and what I mean by that is, you're right, he makes these mistakes, he pulls out straight up. So maybe Derek James can resonate through Garcia, because you know the other coaches, I'm in the boxing world, I know this, the other coaches have told him the same thing. Maybe he just doesn't listen. Maybe it just didn't stick. Maybe with Derek James, it's going to stick. I don't know. We don't know until we see it 420. But I do think that Ryan Garcia, as much as his antics are proving to be a little out there, on paper, I'm only talking about on paper, side by side, he has to fight a perfect fight to beat Haney.
Yeah.
Okay. And why I say that is, you'll find out when I talk about Haney in our next episode. But right now, you'll understand. Devin Haney has room for some mistakes. Ryan Garcia doesn't. Ryan Garcia has to fight the perfect game. And this is what I mean by that is, Canelo Alvarez, when he fought Bivol, I do not think that Bivol is a better fighter than Canelo Alvarez. I think that Bivol was a better fighter that night, had a brilliant game plan, and was able to execute that game plan against Canelo Alvarez to beat him. And that's what Ryan Garcia has to do. Have a game plan. Get it together. Use your reach, use your height, use your size, use your power, use your speed, and don't pull out with your hands up. Because even though Devin Haney might not have a lot of knockouts, he does have some knockouts. He does know how to punch. If he places a punch perfectly, he can drop Ryan Garcia. It's been shown that Ryan Garcia can be dropped. It's also been shown that Ryan Garcia can get up, but from the body shot from Tank, he didn't get up. But the headshot, he did get up from Luke Campbell. Luke Campbell does hit hard. So I think Ryan Garcia has to fight a perfect game plan, has to fight a perfect fight, doesn't have room for mistakes. But I think Ryan Garcia can beat Devin Haney if he does all those things.
Interesting stuff. So Ryan Garcia, so this video, episode 153, this is how Ryan Garcia wins. He has to have a perfect game plan and have a perfect match, basically. Not a lot of room for error. Can't get dropped. Can't have any of those silly things that takes points away. Do you think we can, Trav, if Ryan Garcia wins this fight, do you think he wins by knockout or is it going the distance?
You know what? It's been shown that Devin Haney can be rocked. He was rocked against Jorge Linares and barely made it back to his corner in one of those fights. Yep. So it has been shown that Devin Haney can be rocked, but it has not been shown that Devin Haney can be knocked out. Do I think Ryan Garcia can knock out Devin Haney? Yes, if he lands a very clean shot, one of those fast left hooks, or maybe even right hand. Ryan Garcia has proven that he does have a big right hand too. I don't think he wins this fight by knockout. I don't. And I'm not one of those guys that was like, oh, if Ryan Garcia wins, he has to win by knockout. No, I think Ryan Garcia can win this fight on points. He does have the stamina. He does have the ability to go the full distance. He does have the power. He's got the range. He's got the good jab. He's got the laser jabs. He's got the good left hook. I think that if he wins, he has to fight a perfect game plan. I think it goes the distance. I don't think you can knock out Devin Haney. And I've said this before, B-Money. In very high level fights, when you have two guys who are pretty elite, I think it's very rare that you do see a knockout.
Yeah. Heavyweights aside, because that's usually where you're going to see
exactly
it.
Right.
So to give you some of the Vegas stuff. So this is from Hard Rock Bets. We're looking at Devin Haney as the -750 favorite. Ryan Garcia +500. Rounds looks like over under is 10.5. But here, since we're speaking of Ryan Garcia on this episode, Ryan Garcia winning. That would be +500 if you just take him as a winner. By decision, here's where it's interesting. I'll give you by knockout or DQ first. +900, okay? Ryan Garcia by knockout, TKO, or DQ. Yeah,
that makes sense.
But let me give you the by decision. Ryan Garcia by decision. If he wins to the judges by decision, +1,500.
That's a good bet.
So that's massive, by the way, for those listening at home. Basically, if you're taking Ryan Garcia as a winner, most odds are saying probably by knockout, because by decision, that's a massive payday, +1,500.
That's massive. What is that, $100 bet gets you $1,500?
Yeah.
Right? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's pretty huge. If something weird's going to happen. Decision.
I'm telling you, something weird's going to happen.
And stuff like in this fight, especially, I think it's something weird is going to happen. I agree with you. But this is how episode 153, this is all about Ryan Garcia. This is how he wins. Weekend Trav says it. He's got to fight basically the perfect fight, no errors. He's got to use his length, his reach at his disposal. Don't make the mistakes. Don't drop that right hand so much, because you're going to have a big left coming at you one way or another. Devin Haney is sharp. He knows what he's doing. He's not stupid. And by the way, he's pretty damn fast himself. Okay.
Yeah,
I know Ryan
is.
Garcia. I mean, there's no one, you know, clocking him, but I'm just telling you, Ryan Garcia is fast. Devin Haney ain't slow. So he has to keep that in mind. But for Ryan Garcia to be the victor on April 20th at the Barclays Center, DAZN pay-per-view, by the way, $69.99, if you want to go ahead and lock that one down. Check it out online, DAZN.com. So April 20th, Ryan Garcia is the winner, and that's how he does it. That's episode 153 in the bag. If you have yet to subscribe, please do so below and hit the little bell icon too on YouTube, because guess what? 2 days from now, from this episode dropping, we're going to drop the same exact thing, but in Devin Haney's corner. This is how Devin Haney wins. This is why he's winning this fight here on April 20th. Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia, WBC Super Lightweight Championship there on Saturday. Weekend Trav, I'm going to throw it to you for final thoughts, even though we're probably just going to end up recording again. So you got anything for us before we jump over to the other side?
Are these final thoughts for the one of three, four times that we're going to do it tonight?
Never mind. We're no more final thoughts. Instead, I'm just going to wrap this up. That over there is the talent, Weekend Trap.
That there is B-Money, a.k.a. producer, a.k.a. the man, the myth, the legend. Let's go.
All right. See you at episode 154.